Oh, I didn't see you there. Well, come on in, boy. What's up? You know, that seems like it's really weighing on your head. I understand. You know, you've been through a lot, though. It's true. Even before you were born, you were a fighter. It's true. The doctors were worried that you'd be sick, or that you wouldn't be able to do very much, or you'd have complications. And yet, look at you now. My boy. How very proud I am of you. And I don't tell you that enough. I mean it. I'm proud of you. No, you don't need to do anything special. You don't need to do anything out of the ordinary. I am proud of who you are. And I know you're not finished growing, but I know I will always be proud of who you are. Because you are my son. It doesn't matter. You will fail at things. You are only human. And even if you fail at things, as long as you get up, and as long as you try to make them right, or you try your best, that's all that matters to me. I love you, son. I love you so much. I wish I could just move mountains, take every obstacle out of your way. But I know you wouldn't grow if I did that. And here you are, being the best you. I am so happy to see you grow into the man that I know you are capable of being. I know you will be better than me. Stronger than me. Likely smarter and faster than me someday. But I am so goddamn proud of you. You put up with so much. You've survived so much already. Things that you shouldn't have had to go through, or things you shouldn't have had to see. But I wanted to tell you today, I am thankful that I have you in my life. I am thankful to God that you are my son. That I was blessed with you. From day one, I knew I would love you to the ends of the earth and more. And that's always going to be true. You make me so proud. Even as you struggled in the womb, I knew you'd be fine. And I knew from the way you kicked your mother, I knew that you would be so strong. There's nothing I wouldn't give to see you succeed further, to become even stronger. But even as you are, I could not be prouder. You may not see what I see. You may not feel what I feel. You may not even believe that you've accomplished anything. But I guarantee you, I have seen what you can do. And I know you can show me more. You don't need a fancy house. You don't need a big fancy car. You don't need any of that stuff to be a good man. And that's all I've ever wanted for you. And I look in your eyes, my son, the way you are compassionate, the way you help others, the way you care about them. I could not be prouder that I know you will be a good man, that when I am dead and gone, and you are all that remains of me, that you will still be a good man, better than me. That is what I want for you. I have no other expectation other than I want you to be the best man that you can be, the best person. I don't mean the manliest man, I don't mean the most macho, I mean a good and decent person. And I see how you care for your friends. I see that you don't bully. I see that you are not mean. There is not an ounce of hatred in your heart for the people around you. That tells me, son, that you are going to be a good man. And I will always see you as my child, always as my baby. I don't care if you're 40, 50, 80, as long as I'm alive, you will be my boy, my son. I can't wait to see how you grow. And I am so thankful that I get to see and share so much of my life with you and your mother. How grateful I am that I was given the chance to raise you. You may not believe that you're capable of more, and it's okay, it's understandable. I don't mean to pressure you, and I don't want you to think that the world owes you anything. But you will be a strong, independent, capable young man, because that is who I am raising you to be. That is who I've always raised you to be. And I know that you will succeed in this, not because of anything I have done, but because of who you are. Your capacity for love goes so far beyond what I ever imagined. And nothing brings me joy in this life like seeing your smile. When I held you for the first time, I knew. This is my son, destined, if not for great things, but to be great. Holding you, tiny you, and seeing how far you've grown, I wouldn't trade any of it for the world. So to you, my son, whatever it is you need, I'll do what I can. I will be here. And no matter what, I will always be by your side. Doesn't matter who you love or who you become, I will always be proud of you. Do not worry. Now, what did you want to tell me? Is that all? Son, things can be replaced, fixed, repaired, or thrown out. But not people. Not you. That old statue, as much as I loved it, does not bring me anywhere near the amount of joy that you bring me. I can't be mad. You were just playing. And I know you didn't mean it. I will show you how to fix it, though. Now come. Dry your tears, my son. Not because they are not manly. There is nothing wrong with crying. But do not cry because I am not upset. I am never going to be disappointed. Not in you, as long as you give your best effort. But dry your tears because there's nothing for you to be sad or upset about. You are my son. I wept when I first held you, and I'll weep with you when the time is right. But now, with joy in my heart, come here. My boy. My wonderful baby boy. I love you to the moon and back, son. Don't you ever forget that. And your mother loves you too. Now let's go fix that statue. What do you say? I'll even let you play your music this time. Yeah, I mean it. Whatever you say, son.